Yes, okay. The cards are laid out here, and I'm recording now, officially.
Okay.
Okay, first card.
Chat,
so don't take anybody's name.
Which chapter are we on? I have, like, chapter 6, because I'm in the red book of book 5.
Chapter 4.
Up to 4, thank you.
Chapter 4, Valley of the Dolls.
Okay.
And the next one we're doing is the Sun. Everything Must Go.
Okay.
Those are the two we're doing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Ace of Discs. The Fool.
Which one is The Fool?
The Fool is number 2.
Okay.
Number 1 is the Ace of Discs, number 2 is The Fool. Number 3 is Lust.
That's 8 on his system, right?
Right. It's actually 11, but it's Strength.
It's Strength,
right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes.
It's 11, okay.
Number 4 is The Hangman.
Boy.
Wow.
Number 5, Hidden Motivation, is The Four of Swords, Truce.
And what's the thing that goes with the Four of Swords?
Truce.
Truth?
Truce, as in peace, you know, as a concord, yeah.
All right.
Okay, number 6 is The Lovers. The Arc of Influence is 7, 10 of Discs, Wealth, 8, The Sun, and 9, Ace of Wands.
Oh my gosh. What a spread.
Yep. And I will tell you, I do not read the chapter before time to be influenced.
This is for the 2 chapters.
The 2 chapters, yes.
Okay.
Does it, Paul, do you see any relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I think of The Fool as the painted dolls, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like, wow, yeah.
And the Ace of Discs is, you know, continuing over sort of with the, you know, the termination of the world, which is, you know, what's sort of going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hanged Man and Attachment, and I mean Lust.
Mm-hmm.
And The Lovers, Future Outcome.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to the reading in a bit. Let's we have a huge number of
I know. We're going to have to triple up, I think. Not even double up.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I want to be Jack Faust, of course. And David, who would you like to be?
I'll be Tom Strong, but I don't know. I thought there's other ones here.
He doesn't have much to say in these chapters. You want to grab somebody else like Hansard?
Yeah, give me a name because I can't find my list of people.
Hansard is the guy with the weird glasses. He's hanging out with the Shmi.
Okay.
And with Karen is his cohort. Then various bystanders. I'll be some of them. We got Clarissa and Miss Ray, the President of the USA. You got Cheney and Bush. Let's see. You could be Cheney and I'll be Bush.
Me?
Yeah, right. Soldiers in the silo. Jack Faust, well, that's me for sure. We got Trish. We got Juan. Juan's coming back from the dead here. That's all I've got written down. Somehow, maybe I abbreviated that. I could be swore that. Of course, it's Promethea.
I see. Promethea. Do you want to be? Who wants to be Promethea?
I'll be the painted dolls. I'll do all the painted dolls. What? Someone else wants to be the painted dolls?
The painted dolls got some good things.
They got some very good things. I think that's awesome. Good.
Oh, okay.
Right. All the way through the thing, but that's okay.
Cynthia, if you want to be Promethea, I can pick up.
I don't know.
Like Trish and some of the other ones.
I can. I think Promethea is here that much, so.
Well, but the other chapter she is, so...
Oh, that's true.
Remember, we're doing two chapters.
I'll read that other chapter.
All right, I'll be Promethea. And if you can look up the other ones, that would be great.
I want to start this thing.
Doesn't Trish look so young? I mean,
can I be Uvula?
Yeah. Anytime.
Oh, that's funny. Oh. That's funny. Okay, whatever.
Are we ready to go?
Are we ready? Paul?
Well, just point out though, with the cover there, it's based on the Andy Warhol. If you look at
excuse me.
And notice the sun, kind of frowning.
What page on the PDF, Paul?
Oh, let's see. Where am I? 415.
415. Thank you.
Yeah, and it goes quite a ways. I mean, there are a lot of notes to this chapter. And there's a whole bunch of stuff about Andy Warhol and his painting techniques. And also that the star, the Jacqueline Suzanne novel of the same title as Valley of the Dolls. So there really isn't any other connection. A lot of good quotes in this. But and one of the things we have to consider is this is sort of the demonic aspect of the fool. If we want to read the doll as an aspect of the fool, and maybe not as an aspect of the magician, this is definitely one of the dark sides of the fool. So you could almost say, you might even call him an anti-fool, or a contra-fool. On that note, without any further ado, I think we should get started, and if somehow we run into a character we haven't foreseen, or haven't grabbed a part for, just somebody pick it up on the fly. Trish, I guess.
Sophie, what's going on?
Mom, it's okay. You put the wand into the grail.
Oh, God, Sophie, I'm real. My life is real. It's really happening to me. This is now.
It's getting bigger. We have to get away.
No, buddy. Everything's gonna be fine. I'm right here, Dennis. Okay?
Don't be scared, Mom. This is just how it happens.
I am. Oh, God, am I the Virgin Mary or something?
This is Estacia.
Oh, fuck. Look at me. I'm gunk. How did I get like this?
No. You're not the Madonna. But this thing, this feeling inside you, that's the Madonna. She's always been there. In us all. But now she's revealed. Now everything's revealed.
Okay, Promethea, Valley of the Dolls. I begin on the bottom and then go up. Yeah. Look at the risk of appearing terribly naive and everything. But was I the only one who thought I was the only one? I'm so relieved to hear to say that I thought it was just me. I'd regain consciousness in the river. No, not regain. We're probably all just woken for the first time, except we have these vague memories of being hurt in explosion. He's right. How extraordinary. You know, if I'd surfaced alone, I'd assume I had a narrow escape and that my memory was foggy from the blast. So would I. We're machines, then. Artificial intelligences? Apparently following some simple program. Killing based on utility and novelty, something like that. So, that would mean... Oh... Ah, yes, I see. Oh, dear.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Now, who's this?
This is Roger. Marv, that sounds like gunfire from downriver.
That'll be the dolls all waking up. Probably they're mowing down evening strollers.
Dan, you psychopath bastard, how could you unleash all this?
Roger's got science strength, so she's our muscle. Kenneth's our telepathy. This is fine with me, but you're our genius. How come? What did you do? I made the ray guns, the hover platform, the satellite. I made the dolls, Marv.
And the dolls are creating chaos. Shooting anything and everything.
Yeah, this is the same guy again, continuing. So you keep going, David. Marv,
it's really simple. I hate you. I hate all you guys, but especially you. I mean, Bob had all the money, so he was the leader until that stock meeting at the WTC on 9/11. But that's fair enough.
So that's why you... Dolls only tried to kill me, and why Simulac had to die before he unwittingly gave me your multiple body game away.
Marv, what are we going to do? Look at that gunfighter from down the river, it sounds like the whole city's going to hell. Is it fireworks, or is it guns or something? Is it the war going on out there?
Maybe it's all the wars man ever had, and they're all always right happening right now. Maybe it's always the end of the world. I can't stand this. I can't stand what's inside my head. Dennis.
Well, those perceptions are changing.
Wait a minute. I think this goes along.
Along.
Dennis, you don't have a choice. There's nowhere to escape to. What's inside our heads and what's outside, I think that's the same place now. Because it always was.
Sophie, everything looks different.
Yes. Space and time, ourselves, our whole world. These things only ever existed in our perceptions. Now, those perceptions are changing.
But, I mean, the whole place, it's like in my dreams. It's like the room, the whole building, it's sort of infinitely big. There's doors where there aren't any and stuff.
Yeah, I have dreams like that. The big house with the weird cluttered stairs and hallways, and you're always climbing or something.
I had that. I had that exact same dream about the house.
Yeah, and somehow I always leave the people I'm with just for a minute, and I never find them again. And kind of get lost.
And that's some of those rooms are like your parents' house or the school you went to.
Yeah, the house. It's our life, isn't it?
It's like somebody else.
It's like our whole life happening at once with all the different rooms stuck together.
Our life and all this time, this is where we've been in that house.
You know, she's was right. Everybody's getting lost.
Yeah, I think that's meant to happen. Jack, this feels like the immateria.
Yeah, it's getting closer. The moment when everybody's consciousness shifts from the earthly plane to the higher spheres above, we're nearly there. The big 32, the grand finale, the material world's end, the opening of the 32nd path is almost here, Sophie, and we're all coming along on this one, every single one of us.
Who's this?
Don't let go. Don't let go of me.
Mommy.
Karen, sweetheart, we're all right here.
Don't let go. If you let go, I'll slip back down and... Oh, God, don't let me end up on that roof.
I think that we've done all we can for your partner, Agent Ball.
David?
No, I mean, we got her to the hospital, and she's with her family. We need to contact Washington, get a handle on what's happening here. Yeah, you're right. Jesus, I never saw anybody terrified as Karen is before. No, well, nurse, I spoke to said cases like Agent Bugler here, and we're pouring in tonight. Listen, I have to secure line to Washington to set up in reception.
Yeah, okay.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. God, what is this? It's not gas. It's not a disease.
I don't know. If it's seizure caused by an electromagnetic field, then at least it's something outside us doing this. Because if it's coming from inside us, that would mean...
Agent Hansard, Agent Ball, we have the Director General on the line.
Okay, I've got it. Okay, now that's...
Okay, I got it, sir. This is Agent Ball, sir. We've got a situation here, the Promethea case. She's returned to New York and freed her associates, and now everything has gone crazy. My partner...
We know about that, Agent Bruegel. There's the target currently located.
Promethea? We don't know, sir. She's somewhere in the city.
Find her and terminate her before this spreads. There's already cracks showing in the Washington between Rice, Rumfield, and the security services of the White House. Finish this before somebody orders something stupid.
What do you mean, sir? What?
Hansard, some sort of reality cancer situated in Manhattan is threatening the entire world. Work it out for yourselves. God be with you, agents. Over and out.
But what he just said, did he mean?
I don't know. It sounds like... No, they wouldn't do that. Look, we just have to find her. Get imagining equipment, pinpoint her location, then this goes away, and, hey, that strange gunfire we heard earlier, it stopped. I wonder why.
Curses, ditto. You know, if I may venture a remark, after killing nearly 50 of myself, killing you doesn't seem very novel. Agreed, or very practical. Shall we then, on 3, 1, 2? There, that's much better, and now we can pool our resources and really accomplish things. Absolutely. I mean, we must have a creator somewhere. Have you thought about that? If we've worked steady as she goes. Anyway, as I was saying, if we've all been activated at once, something obviously is wrong. Perhaps our creator's in trouble. Maybe we should...
Hey. Hey, look over there. It's him. It's the Angel of Death.
What on earth?
We're huge fans, lovely one, and now the world's ending.
Are you mad? I'm the painted doll. Stay back, or...
Yes, grant us a quick death before demons and things turn up.
Thank you.
Me next!
Oh, is that me? Oh, good grief! They're all over me!
Yeah.
Run, save yourself, find our creator, and do what needs to be done.
Hey, I was before you. Bladam, bladam, bladam. You know, they did this comic book about me once. They only called me Dirk, not Dennis. And what I kept thinking is, am I the guy that's real, or is the guy in the comic book?
I need the bathroom. It wasn't here before. Or was it? Is this how it always was, with all these doors and...
Yeah, I think I do, too. I can't really tell right now. Boy, this is a long hallway.
Grace. Oh, God. Is that Stasio or Prometheus?
No, that's me. Grace. Oh, God. Oh, lover. I never wanted you to see me like this. I'm all fat and... No. Who's that? I mean, no, you're right.
Okay, just finish it.
Gotten stupid.
Stacy is the one who's fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's going to be Stacy?
I'm being Stacy. Isn't that me?
Okay.
The jumpsuit? Yeah.
Is it Prometheus speaking?
No, it's not clear.
It's Brett Bragdonell, the other Prometheus.
Okay. Cynthia, you want to take...
Grace, oh God, oh lover, I never wanted you to see me like this. I'm all fat and I'm all stupid.
Hush, sweetheart, you're utterly perfect, and I've come to be with you for the end. Everyone's coming through, darling. Absolutely everyone.
Oh, Grace, I love you so much.
I know you do.
Don't look so unhappy, Mr. Drucker, darling. Yours is waiting next door.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Dennis, honey, it's all right. Everything's all right now. Now we can be together. Now everyone can be together.
Now, who is this character?
Hey, this is me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, this city is going straight to anal in a handcart.
But, Mr. Mayor,
Uvula,
listen, should we play with Washington about emergency procedures or...
Sugar, please. It's just like... my character said in Jawgasm 4. Ooh, oh, God, baby, look at that. It's all over.
Miss Cascade, please, the people need reassuring.
No, they don't. It's too late for that stuff. They need to think about the four-way with the neighbors they'd never dared suggest. Later, you guys. Hugs.
Damn. Yeah, Phil. You think she's right? Yeah, Gary. I do. Look, do you want to fool around or anything?
Hey, I know you. You're that nut guy who was mayor before me. God, this is so weird.
Are you my new mommy? Be dad, and you're a fine strapping Colleen now.
Sunny, right? Sunny Baskerville? I'm Uvula Cascade. I got your job. God, it's perfect meeting you here.
Oh, sister, how I've wanted another woman's company. Shut up, bitch. Get a real man. Talk to the lady.
Wow, this whole multiphasic thing is such a turn-on. Do you guys want a party? I mean, it's the apocalypse and everything.
Hey, bend over, baby. I'll drive. Little Sonny's frightened. They're scary people.
Scary? Is that me? Scary people, what do you... Oh.
Time to wake up, Mr. Brannigan. Rise and shine.
Woo-zook.
Hey, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm the squirt who's alert. I'm the sleep that doesn't sleep. Where am I?
Hello, Splash. You're in New York. Prometheus ending the world, so I've reassembled America's best.
Tom Strong, why, you old gravity-warped galoot. I'm vicious, I'm viscous, and I'm having meniscus. Put it there.
Actually, this outfit is just clean, Tom.
Frank's right. I'm still... Is that... Who's that?
We were getting some things on Miss Ray's scanner.
Oh, Frank?
That's right, Mr. Strong. This reality warp radiates from a point about 5 blocks south. That must be where Promethea is.
What is that boy doing? Where did he get all this ghastly machinery?
It's mostly kitchen utensils and simple household ingredients, by cracky. And some nuclear bombs and smallpox. I call it my doomsday device.
But weren't we supposed to be preventing doomsday, you adorable little dickens?
Exactly, you poor unscientific fools. That is why I shall wait until my doomsday device has reached critical mass and use a big red painted handle to throw it into reverse. Now, are there any other questions?
I love the comic book logic to that one.
Where does Dennis go? And Stacia? I was watching them, out for them.
Cynthia?
I think we all have to be alone for this. I think the end of the world is personal.
Oh, God, what about my neighbors? What's happening to them?
I don't know. I thought I could hear somebody weeping, then I thought maybe they were laughing.
But this light, it fills the room now. It's still is it still expanding into the other apartments? The Browns downstairs have a kid, and Mrs. O'Shea is old.
I mean, this is the stuff happening to everybody, even people in other states and countries. Yeah, or it will be soon. I'm not even sure soon means anything now. This is happening to everybody. This is how the world ends. And I'm a magician. This is Promethean.
Go ahead. Cynthia?
And I am a magician. I'm supposed to be prepared for this. No, this is the gentleman in the bathtub.
And I'm a magician. I'm supposed to be prepared for this. And between you and me, lady, I'm not. Between you and me, I'm terrified. That alone knows how everybody else must be feeling. Some will try to hide from it. Some will welcome it. Some will recognize it from somewhere. They have somehow known all their lives that the end would be like this. Exactly. Exactly like this.
Well, now, you know, this is the very last thing I was expecting. My intuition, I suppose that's just a program, isn't it? My intuition tells me one of you clowns must be my creator.
Oh, oh shit, somebody. Quickly, somebody.
They're all settled. You know, it would have saved me absolutely tons of time if somebody would just say which one of you created me.
Yeah, that would be me. I gave you life. Now maybe you should cut off these other losers for me.
Erskine, you son of a bitch.
Pow.
Pluck, 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 pluck.
Yeah. Take him out before he... And make sure you kill Mar first. He's the one I hate worst.
Oh, Daddy, can you tell? Can I call you Daddy? Daddy, how I've waited for this moment. But tell me, why do you wake us little scamps up now?
Because it looks like God's ending the world. Everything's getting revealed, and these guys guessed my secret. Anyway, after Marv, shoot Roger. That's no nuts over there.
Oh, Daddy, you're so perfect. You're my creator, and you control my destiny. That's novel and practical.
What?
Oh, come on. What was I going to do? Anyway, he was never there for me when I needed advice about girls in baseball. And incidentally, why didn't somebody tell me this was the apocalypse? I was only born earlier this evening. I'd assume things were always like this. Instead, I find out at the last minute that God, novel, is planning to end the world, practically. Eventually, I have work to do. My mustache. I must dance. I must follow my heart. I was always the liveliest wire in the toaster. I always knew best. Oh, they said God was dead. All those beatniks and snooty-ass Frenchmen. Not me. I know better. I said to them, wait, boys. Don't break cover yet a while. He might be faking. I mean, they thought Sodom was dead. And the novel. And Glenn Close in that last scene of Fatal Attraction. That's what I said. But did they listen? Oh no, they went right ahead and organized God's funeral. Well, don't count your chickens before they come to roost. That's why I always say, if you want a job done properly, do it yourself.
Oh, boy.
Next, everything must go. So let's take a breath. Anybody want to hazard the symbolism of the clown, the clone clown?
Oh, very nice.
And the denunciation that Stan, one of the science heroes, created him.
Mm.
He was nursing a hidden animus.
Well, that seems, it seems, you know, there's several comments, the death of the novel, that Glenn Close, this kind of a coup d'etat or a finale on cinema, God is dead, and so on and so forth. Kind of the kinds of things that people would say it's positively apocalyptic. But the multiple dolls, the multiple clowns, and originally, in the original Tarot, many, I believe, of the original Italian Tarot had more, or the Marseille, had more of a clown kind of effect, and they were fools. And they represented mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So, could it be that Alan Moore is making a comment on his take on humanity as Homo sapiens being these materially made robotic clowns?
That turn on themselves. On mankind. Mankind turns on itself all the time.
Yeah. This is a variant on mankind remaking himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also very post 9/11. He does comment on that, or throw it in this in his side.
Sure.
What's so interesting is this morning I saw in the news Dick Cheney has lost about 50 pounds. He looks, and he actually looks like he shrunk physically, you know, and he doesn't have that demeanor anymore.
Mm-hmm. He's not shooting people in the face as much anymore.
Yeah, right?
Well, he's probably a very sick man, and I don't mean mentally, just mentally. I'm talking about. He did have all these cardiac events.
Right.
So who knows? Why was he on the news?
Oh, I don't know. It skipped my mind. He was accepting an award or something. From somebody.
Private apocalypse.
Yeah, I think it was also George Bush was giving him some sort of award.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on the news later on. I mean, the image of him,
mm-hmm.
not as the usual wise guy, was a little shocking. And and this chapter we're reading, too, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
correlations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so in some ways, the destruction that's so involved and the fear that's so involved is artificial. You know, in other words, it's a doll. It's a pretend human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, we all have pretend human beings. That glass half empty, half full? I just watched I believe it was in a Woody Allen movie, Christina Barcelona one, in which that comes up. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? And, no, it's the wrong size.
You know, what's interesting, Johanna, you recommended a movie to me, Don't Look Back.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas and I watched.
Oh, that it was in that movie. It was in that movie, Don't Look Back.
Okay. There, the concept of the I is inclusive of, in this case, a childhood playmate that died in a terrible crash. Everyone dies, but the protagonist, and she's a writer, but I don't know whether writing was literally the overthrow, although you could take it that way. At the end, you see her and the grown-up version of the girl that died.
Yeah, like integrated the child within.
Yes, and typing away on the computer the novel that this nonfiction writer was, you know, everyone warned her not to write. But it's also a question of memory. And the issue of is memory a fantasy or is memory a reality?
Right. Did you enjoy it?
Very much. Very, very
It's a good movie, everyone. Don't look back.
Yes. I would even see it again because I think it makes a lot of points. But the points come towards the end. I wish they had expanded on it. But as we read this chapter, I thought of a tarot spread, the individual cards, as being doors or rooms of a house. The house is the whole spread.
Right.
And each card is a room.
Yeah, it's a doorway. Each card is a doorway.
Well, I usually used to think of it as a doorway or a window, but now I'm actually thinking of it as a
room. Okay.
Having many, many aspects and many windows themselves. Every room having windows. So, and some have egress and entrance and so on and so forth. It depends. So it sort of opened up another way of looking at the card.
Yes. Okay, so should we continue on to the next chapter?
Yeah,
we better.
Continue with
okay, now what characters...
Yes. Now, we do see that the sun is represented quite strongly here. In some ways, you see the sun glowing. You see the sun presaged in the cover of the last issue. That's why I pointed it out. Now it's completely taken over this issue. So it's sort of like... the first thing that is destroyed are the self images that we make of ourselves. You know, this is the painted doll. Now we're moving on into the deeper aspect of the apocalypse. And I think one of the things that's pointed out in the PDF file is that the sun is past 30 in the Tree of Life. And also that the next two chapters represent the Aeon and the universe, which are the last two chapters in the series. And they sort of represent, you know, what happens after the apocalypse. So on that level, let us continue with the end, and we start here with Karen and Anzard.
I'm looking at the ball, and my retinal implant probably give me a clearer picture than you're seeing. There's nothing there.
Then all the stuff, it isn't there? All these weird buildings?
Where are you?
Admittedly, that's you.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Okay, admittedly, I seem to have lost my color vision, but otherwise the digital imaging is perfect. All I see is people who look like they're drunk or in seizure.
Keep going, David.
So then all the other stuff, it isn't there. All these...
No, that's not you. That's Karen. That's already been read.
Yeah. No, David. No New York's buildings.
That's you, David.
No New York buildings and no weirder than normal. The people, though, that's another matter entirely.
You think,
Karen, yeah.
You know, you think this is an electromagnetic fields, temporal lobe seizures, like you said, was wrong with Karen?
It has to be something like that. Abnormal electromagnetic fields can cause temporal lobe seizures, which can cause so-called real religious experiences. remove them, disturbances, and these people should return to normal with little harm done.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good, except I don't know. I mean, that stuff about electromagnetic fields and temporal lobe seizures causing religious experiences? Well, I mean, what if you know? What if that's the other way around? Way around. And then we have all these wonderful images.
What do you mean? What if religious experiences cause... No, that's just impossible.
Okay, so this illusion, the world isn't really ending?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, in one sense, people's perception of the world is the world. How could any human culture survive if this madness becomes universal? No illusion or not, this is exactly what it looks like. We have to remove Promethea, Agent Bald, before everybody removes New York. Before somebody removes New York.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, this light is everything. This is reality. This is it.
Oh, God, baby. I love you.
Anybody home?
Ah, it's you. Good. I've been waiting a long time to talk to you.
To me? Wait a minute. Are these? These aren't my hands. Or are they? What's happening?
Looking at your hands is useful in a dream. Don't worry. This is just where our stories end. Here, by the grandmother's fireside. Don't you remember? It's always here, always now. There never was anything but this moon, this hearth. Never anyone but me and you.
Oh, so I'm the person I am. Everything that happened, none of that was real?
All of it happened. All of it is real. And all of it is part of the story you wanted me to tell you. Don't you remember? You were a baby, silly chemicals that had only just strung themselves together. You wanted a story of what might happen, what you'd become. And I sang you of little cells, little pillars of brine. I told you of tail, of flagellum and spine. Ah, remember? And all of the birds and the fish in the sea, and of all the women and men you might be.
Wait a minute. I thought I was somebody reading a comic book, or, no, that I was somebody in the book. Wasn't I the painted doll thing?
You're everybody. That's how it is with stories. They're always about you, aren't they? And they always have a beginning, and there's always an ending for all the stories, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now we got the heroes and the reverse machine. Okay, now look. Ah! Mistress, the light's consuming me. I am dying.
Don't worry, Clarice, my darling. I'm with you. I won't let you go.
The glow's expanding, swallowing everything. Miss Ray, you should try to escape to your future Earth.
Is that me? But...
I have to confront this thing.
Oh, Jesus. Strong's gone and that stuff's racing towards us. Hey, kid. Throw the reverse switch on the doomsday device, like you said.
Technical problem there.
It's the end. We must attend to the doom that leaves no room. The finish we can't diminish.
Oh no, Mr. Brannigan's being liquidated. Vaporized or something.
Oh, I've taken them all. Come on, we have to get out of here.
Is that Newt Gingrich?
I'm confused about all this. I don't even know what the month is. What's happening with those science folks in New York?
We lost touch with the New York 5 minutes ago, Mr. President, sir.
Great Lord, how far is this inflation going to spread? Don't we have science people safeguarding Washington?
Probably best assume not, Mr. President. In fact, you should board Air Force One pretty much around now, sir. We have two agents in New York trying to take the science woman out. Sure that both understand what's happens if they can. I can't do this. I can't see everything's burning like phosphorus.
We have to. We're almost there at the heart of it all. Oh, God, I don't have a man. I don't have anybody who I love.
Look, it's just the EM field screwing with our feelings. That's up ahead. I can see a pillar of blinding light, if that's a building.
Yeah, yes. This, it's where all this is coming from, isn't it? She's in there. Is this me?
And all we have to do is, Jesus, I'm so lonely. All we have to do is to go in and find her. These are steps right ahead of you. There, wait a minute, isn't that...
Yeah, that's me. And all we have to do is, Jesus, I'm so lonely. All we have to do is go in and find her. These are the steps right ahead of you. There, wait a minute, isn't that?
What is it?
There's a couple making out over there. And the woman, no, it can't be. The woman looks like Mayor Cascade. A guy in sort, I sort of recognize. Come on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Come on. We have to get inside. They're probably just hallucinations. These are to it.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, yeah, baby. Now, baby, right here.
Good. You've got a couple more personalities to read before I go.
You have the woman as, I'm going to get the nature. Somebody shut up the nun. I'm getting on both of these bitches.
Sounds like multiple personalities means multiple orgasms. Jeez, I never felt this horny or this powerful.
Oh, heaven, somebody let the Rufus personality in, but he's a German shepherd.
You're changing. That is so freaky. Come on, baby. Let's make sure that the world ends with a gang bang, not a gang whimper.
Rufus, get down. Get down, I say.
Yeah. Oh, Sonny, baby, we're both changing. We're getting big. We're getting so big.
Paul? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Work it, baby. Oh, you dirty slut. You dirty whore.
Joy?
Is that me?
That's you.
Fuck me. Fuck me, you filthy animal. Fuck me. Until I hurt, until I bleed, until I scream like 20,000 burning cities.
Me, Dad. I'm a beast with two backs. So I am.
I'm glad. Was that as good for you? As Paul takes a cigarette, enjoy. Cigarette break.
I think this is our last card right here.
Yeah, right. Yes, you got it. Right. Oh, wow. Go ahead.
All right. I just received word from the White House. The thing in New York has undergone a massive power surge. Captain Burnside, insert your key, please.
Sir, I don't want to do that, sir.
God damn it, Burnside. What the hell's wrong with you? We have to remove Manhattan to save America. Captain Chambers, I'm ordering you to shoot Captain Burnside.
Fuck you, sir. I ain't doing that. No way.
Captain, that's a direct order. Shoot Burnside and key the launch codes before Washington and everything else goes the same. Way as...
Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord. Oh, dear God in heaven, what was I thinking of? I mean, my father, my old man, he lives in New York.
But this is New York, right? Or is this Washington? I mean, I know we're in a bunker under the Pentagon, but damn, this feels like New York.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me open this vault. Then we'll ask a Pentagon staffer. Oh, you come on in. You're just in time to watch the sunrise.
What's he talking about?
Faust, where's Promethea? We're taking her in.
Go right ahead. Everybody, through here.
Hello, you're that agent who came looking for Sophie that one time. You had a funny name, Debbie Reynolds?
Lucille Ball, Miss Bangs. This is a national emergency. You're not effing around here. You're going to tell me where your daughter is, and you're going to tell me now.
Hey, I don't care if you're a cop or what.
Juan?
You watch how you talk to my old lady, okay?
Oh, God, you're here, you're back.
It's Judgment Day, baby. All the dead are coming home. I mean, manner of speaking, it ain't like none of us was ever away, you know?
Oh, baby, I'm so happy. I missed you so much.
Me too. I love you forever, woman. As you too, you want to see the little girl. She's through there, the door there. She's waiting for you. She's waiting for everybody. Go on, man. Don't look so scared. She knows you're there to waste her, and she's cool with that. She's a good kid, you know? And now is a good time. I mean, how's it gonna get any better? Everybody's dead, coming back. Sun's coming up soon, so we can finally see what we're doing. Yeah, and we all gonna want to be here, for that's when all the lights go on everywhere.
It's you. Good. I've been waiting a long time to talk to you, to all of you. The sun is rising. Know yourself.
Great salute.
We are all sparks of its ecstatic blazing consciousness, and we are rare, and we are precious, and we are all one thing. And all conceivable places are in truth one place. Everything is very close now. Everyone is gathered together.
Oh, it's you. Come on in. You're just in time to watch the sunrise. Go right ahead. Everybody's through here.
Know that you are life, that you are mind. You are the awareness of the universe. You are its dearest child. Space and time exploded into being, every atom, every moment, all at once. The explosion still going on. All this is a part of it.
What? Oh,
and all of time is but a single, endless moment. Let us draw in by the fire and be glad, every one of us.
Uh-oh.
Don't be frightened. Our lives are all a story we've been telling to ourselves, whiling away the long, afraid nights of our human ignorance.
Oh, God, what's that? What's that? The sun is too big, and it's got... Oh.
But now we are grown. Now the night is over. Now there is life.
We're done.
Yep. Okay, let's get to the reading.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all the symbols in it, doesn't it? Lovers, it has the...
This is really, I mean, it's so major arcana, heavy.
Yes. You know, one of the interesting things was Promethea as science woman. Disowning Promethea as science woman. I found that puzzling. Of course, the science could be occult science, Kabbalah as science.
Well, in terms of the context of the comic, there was a whole variety of other comics put out by the same company in which there were science heroes. And, you know, and the Five Swell guys were science heroes.
Right, right.
So that was their category for superheroes.
I see.
The sciences were doing it.
I see. Okay.
So they just so...
It was just a persona of the comics.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but it was also saying that in terms of mythology, you know, Hermeticism of its day was the science of its day. You know, it's mythology
okay.
to us now. It's not an alternate science. I mean, there are novels where they might assume it's an alternate science, you know, an alternate take on the world.
That's the way Zechariah Sitchin would read it.
Yeah. But
what's interesting is we had two aces, correct me if I'm wrong, two aces, four majors, two discs or pentacles, one wand, and one sword. So, and love, we could see the lovers as cups, having cups. Lucifer's in the right way, Smith. I don't think that's the case.
Well, there is the lovers is there, and the future.
Yes, no, but I'm talking about in the ideograms of the top deck itself, the lovers. I believe it's two little boys and then a very large perspective going up of a figure. It's just different. And I don't believe there's any cups in it. It's the way it is.
No, not the way it is. I mean, that's the... It's minor compared to... what else is there?
So we don't have cups represented in this reading. So that's the missing element, you might say, the missing magical tool.
I think the interesting thing here is the Ace of Wands at the end and the Ace of Discs at the beginning.
Yes.
And of course, the emphasis there is. Here are the two aces, fire and earth, with earth being in the fireplace, you know, and nine. I guess the nine is what the future place of the Arc of Influence.
Okay, the nine is Ace of Wands, which is fire.
And then we have as the future arc here, we have the Ten of Discs, which is wealth, which is, you know, the doubling of the Ace of Discs. So,
the Ten of Discs, the Pentacles, the Sun, and the Ace of Wands are all considered extremely fortunate cards. But what you said was very interesting, if you read it a little differently, Earth being in the fireplace. And she was, in one of the little cartoon aspects little segments, Promethea was looking at a hearth.
Right.
Like grandmother's hearth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fireplace.
Baba Yar's hearth.
Yeah. So earth being in the fireplace, that's kind of an interesting word.
Isn't it? Amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about the ace of earth, is form. It's about structure. It's about the beginning of new things at the physical level. And the thing is, things are going to start changing in this storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go into the apocalypse. It's going to definitely be changed. And it's going to end the story with the Ace of Wands, which is about a new force, a new beginning, a new spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fool and the emotions, I mean, the painted doll, I mean, we have to deal with that fool in the water area. And how does it relate to the emotions or the aspect of water?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to emphasize, what is the painted doll? It's sort of like a corrupt Prometheus. You know, it's both.
Mm.
The human being Stan remaking what the human being is, but it's being made out of resentment.
Right. Almost like a Frankenstein monster.
Yeah, yeah, it is sort of Frankenstein monster.
Yeah, what man creates.
Yeah, right. And and even the denunciation of the hanged man, right, where you suddenly see that it was, and this, of course, is a seed, is that within the superheroes, the science superheroes, is the seed of their own destruction. In other words, it was the very superheroes themselves were creating the chaos that was, in other words, they were just as much responsible for the misery put on the world as was anybody else. And and in some ways you could say then that science in the modern world sort of displaces Christianity.
Mm.
Promethea was created because a little girl couldn't live any longer, and her father couldn't live any longer because of an enraged Christian mob.
Mm.
And the Christians took over for a millennium or two. And then science is, in its own inimical way, is going to ultimately turn Christianity into mythology. It already has for a lot of people. And of course, within science has its own animus, its own creation.
Interesting, Paul. I was, a friend of mine came from Britain for a visit, and he was saying the other day that in Britain, only 5% of the people there go to church.
Yeah,
You know, the rest of it's
that's
a secular.
That's true of all of Europe, I understand.
For the most part, yep.
Europe is, all the churches are turned into museums at this point.
It's becoming very secular.
However, the Muslim people moving into Europe, and they are in great droves, are not secular.
That's true. That's scary, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who has the power of their convictions? That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's a very good statement, the power of conviction. Even as it pertains to the story. Because so far, it is Promethea with the power of conviction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, for all of the chaos that was in these chapters, the creator, so to speak, Alan Moore, is still optimistic. I mean, he still has a sense of mythological optimism.
Mm.
But the story turns out well, in the sense that he has stated his metaphysical position. We're all living a story. We're all connected. We're all the characters. Unless I'm misreading him, but that's...
Okay, but let's look at that, because in some ways that idea, the idea of of making it an aesthetics thing, that was just a story, and all the stories, you know, come home to roost, and they all come to an end eventually, you know, is another version of the painted doll. It's another version of, maybe not read out of spite, but it's not taken reality, you know, the world as seriously as the world. And there's, of course, then there's the real transformation here that, and I'm emphasizing it only because as we have the future outcome is the lovers. And what, and how does our second chapter end? But with reuniting of Juan with Trish, who are the, you know, physical parents of Sophie, you know, and you know, and so he actually comes back from the dead. He actually becomes, and they, and you know, and Trish suddenly has a new life, you know.
That is the Roman Catholic creed, that Jesus Christ comes to judge the living and the dead. Only in this case, you sort of have Prometheus as the Christic image.
And that's actually, and we, and it's according to the, again, the PDF file, but the last two chapters, which we're going to read in the next couple of weeks. And to wrap this up, the next one is the Radiant Heavenly City, which is the beginning again. We're back at the beginning again, but we're also at Judgment Day, according to this, which is an interesting take on Judgment Day. And we still have to deal with the temple and the lost children, which is taken care of.
And I want to say fools again, too, because I think the fools following the Ace of Disc are important here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're all said to be artificial intelligences, and it's like the Ace of Disc is foundation. It's in the Earth position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very solid card in that position. And along comes the fools, which are asking for detachment. It's detachment from what we've thought was right, what we thought was, you know, and in a way it's really been artificial for us. And the thing's, the next card that hits me is the Hangman, and that's in the fire position. Right?
No, Earth.
Hangman is Earth position.
Earth.
Yes, the pentacles or discs
the fire. The water position.
Well, the Hangman's in the Earth position, right?
Yeah.
And it's asking we see things differently.
Also, it's a sacrifice God.
It's sacrifice God, absolutely. And that ties in with the last card, the nine to me. If you see things differently, you have to move into a new force. You have to move in a new direction.
Well, let's look at the one we've jumped over a few times, which is in the air position, lust. And you know, lust is his reading of strength, of force, and in some ways, what we have here, particularly in these last two chapters, we have. Well, in the Painted Doll chapter, we definitely have people wanting to die.
Mm-hmm.
Not to face the end, right? You know, Chris, things are getting pretty strange there, as we noticed when Hazard and Karen were walking along, and there's that, you know, menagerie of of bizarre images, you know. I think here that this has to do again with how force is directed. Is it directed towards the world? And if it's done like that, it leads to certain kind of limitations. Or is it directed? And of course, in the classic image, it's directed towards taming the beast. And in the Crawley image of lust, of course, she's riding the beast with a bandit.
obviously there's a tremendous amount of sexual imagery, violent sexual imagery.
It's not just sexual energy here, though.
I said imagery.
Oh, imagery, yeah.
Imagery.
But also the number is interesting because it's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have the ace, and then we have 11.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think of it, we're the whole thing is ace of wands and ace of discs. You know, as framing the whole reading, and then the second card is 11. So
well,
in some way you can almost see it.
The third card is
the hanged man.
No. The fourth card is hanged man.
I'm forgetting. That's right. I'm looking at it wrong. Right. So the third card is lust. So you have the ace of wands and the ace of truth, sort of framing the whole reading. Between these two aces, you know, of the beginning and the end. And then immediately you have the fool, which is sort of the human thing. And then in some ways the heart of the fool is lust. And the head of the fool is the hanged man.
Oh, I'm sorry, someone's at my door. I'll be right back.
Okay. And then in some ways, the point of the lust, the hanged man and the hanged man is to become the lovers.
Yes, please.
Star six, yeah. Well, we had the other. That was that little chaos of the dog.
Yeah, it was appropriate for Prometheus.
I just try to create Adam Cadmon here.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, then the sun crowns everything, right? And the fully transcendent sense of everything. You know, so what's interesting here is this conflagration then, the going into the light, going into the fire, going into the hearth, all represents not a destruction in the classic way, but of the Negrito, but here represents becoming the pure gold. Being transformed into your true essence. You know, so that I guess. So that way you can see the hidden motivation of the truth there underneath all of that. And, of course, that's what Sophie is in a certain way. She has a strong sense of integrity. That could definitely be what the Four of Swords is here.
I'm sorry. I couldn't figure out what that in you. I apologize.
It's okay. I was just, as I said, I just attempted to recreate Adam Cadman from our reading and decided that the Four of Swords represented the Athanor from which all of this stuff takes place. As the hidden motivation, it represents sort of a fireplace.
Interesting that you took it all chemical, perfectly logically, an all chemical point of view towards the reading. But with Joy's comments at the beginning about astrology and whatnot, and so many planetary kinds of events taking place, the kind of thing, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Joy, but I kind of think of the planetary influences of the chart as being almost an electromagnetic influence on human beings and creatures and objects and so on and so forth, places, times. And the fact that Alan Moore used the trope of electromagnetism as an apocalyptic ending makes it very astrological in my mind. But I wouldn't know where to begin to bring it together.
I think we lost Joy.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I just don't have I'm thinking, but I don't have an immediate answer.
Yeah, it's just an interesting, another way of looking at it.
How about you, David? You got any anything you'd like to share with us?
No, I saw what I said about the aces, and I thought they were very important. I thought the fool was very important, but I thought the hangman really spoke to me in the reading as the connection to the nine. That was in position four, and that connected to nine to me, the ace of wands. Because, I mean, the ace of wands is about force. It's about a new beginning, and this whole chapter is about a new beginning. It's the coming of the sun. It's coming of the light into the world.
But we really can't forget that in terms of Moore's creation visually,
and
the number of words given, the painted doll had an enormous...
The painted doll chapter were confused about their roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was only one of them that was kind of had some idea what was going on. And the rest of them were kind of confused.
Mm.
Oh, you mean actually, I didn't see that the painted dolls were confused. What they represented is they represent imitation. And the problem with imitation is that if you meet an imitator who's imitating, you figure that there can only be one. In other words, it's sort of... So that's why they kill each other off initially. It's imitative rivalry. Which is, it's sort of like, if I ape you to become you, ultimately I have to kill you so that I can pretend that you were never, and I was always the original. And, that's supposedly the basis of the Oedipal rivalry between a father and a son. And it's also the psychological mechanism that drives scapegoating.
Which is our hangman as well.
Right. But in here, of course, then that's what lust does. Lust that's completely, following through on itself, and the version of force in it is, riding the beast, is someone who's basically fully in the reactive throes of the force of energy, of acting things out. The hangman is the one that's trying, would be saying, you have to have a change of position. So, of course, it also represents the sacrifice of Christ in that sense.
Right. On the arc of influence, whenever I see the Ten of Discs, one of the old thoughts of the Ten of Discs is, or Ten of Pentacles, is inheritance, you inherit. And to inherit the sun, you must be purged with fire.
It's also interesting to me, the Ten of Discs in the Pamela Eakins deck, The Trail of the Spirit, she calls that card the Great Work. Great Work, and I think that speaks better to me in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that's also... What's the Four of Swords called in Eakins deck?
Called Mastery.
Mastery.
Word.
That still holds for the Athener idea that I had for that, yeah. So they both seem to work there.
But truth, a chemical truth of chemical components, of the elements, and then the lovers. I'll tell you, Crowley's associations, word associations, elude me. I don't see the cards the way he does, and obviously Eakins didn't either.
Yeah, that's right, she did.
Well, a lot of people don't. I mean, I said the word associations with Crowley's deck aren't really that important.
Well, the Four of Swords is okay. I mean, that's in the Rider-Waite deck, that's the knight that's lying in the sarcophagus, and it's very quiet. You've come to some sense of truth within your own being.
Does anyone have a book on the Toth deck available? What does the Hebrew letters in the Wealth card, the Ten of Discs, is in the center?
You want the Hebrew letters and which card? The Ten of Discs?
Ten of Discs,
Resh.
Yeah.
It's Resh,
Hey, Aleph Mahmed. The Aleph Mahmed is El, which is the name for God.
Yeah.
So the, oh, Raphael is what that is.
Uh-huh.
And Raphael is the healing of God.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
It's Mercury in Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Malkuth through Earth. The fulfillment of the golden cage. This is the Ten of Discs.
Mm-hmm.
Gold as the material consummation of the creative spark. This one does not seem to...
Well, it seems to imply apocalypse as a healing.
Also, it's the Ten of Discs is in the form of the Tree of Life. And has Raphael, the name of the Archangel Raphael, right at Trefereth.
And he's also a healer. He's the healer.
Mm-hmm.
The angel of healing. And vision, and restoration of vision.
Yeah, and
in the
east.
Bias,
yeah,
aspect of the Bible, which often is eliminated, but, yeah.
So it's almost, also Raphael is when you cast a ceremonial magic circle, you begin facing the east.
I'm sorry?
When you cast a ceremonial magic circle, you face east.
East.
East first.
Yeah, but Raphael is in the Hod position in the world of Bria, and that's number 8 in the on the Tree of Life.
And the point being, David?
Well, I mean, you were talking about it being in the tied in with 10 here somehow, but I didn't see how it was tied in with 10.
It's in the pentacle.
It's in the name. His name is in the Ten of Pentacles on in Trefereth.
I just double-checked, and Raphael is the archangelic name for Tiferet.
Oh, okay.
So it is directly associated with that Sephiroth.
That's why all I know many of the churches face east. I know my shrine church face east.
The altar is east.
East, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what
are
you using, Joy?
Huh?
What resource are you using on that?
The knowledge lectures for the Golden Dawn.
This thing is, I'm taking mine from. Halevi's writings, and he says that archangels are in the world of Bria, and that and that Raphael is at the Hod position, and that would be number 8 on the Tree of Life in the Briatic world.
But at the same time, this is a Golden Dawn type deck, so we have to deal with that.
For Hod, I've got. Again, this is Golden Dawn material, but I've got Mikael is her Hod.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that the Golden Dawn doesn't necessarily match up with the at all time with the Hebrew tradition. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
certainly, the Ten of Pentacles is in Malkuth.
Yes, right.
So, there's an interesting juxtaposition of Malkuth. Kind of being elevated to Tiferet or Tiferet embracing Malkuth in that kind of and I think that's kind of a way of putting it for the chapter, or at least it's from what Prometheus says.
Well, and I don't want to get totally obsessed about the Raphael in this card because there's so many symbols here.
Right.
And I do, the only other one, I mean, well, clearly the hexagram I recognize and the Mercury at the top. The other one that I recognize is that in the Malkuth position of the coins on the card, that is the three mother letters in the form of the caduceus. It's Aleph, Mem, Shin. And it is that, see, that's related to Hod, and some levels, but
position 8.
Yeah. Although
that's
it's,
right. See,
it's, yeah, right. But it's.
But we are in seven. We are on number seven.
So it's yeah.
Oh,
seven is in hot, so to speak, if you go by just where the cards are played.
Right, yeah.
I find a lot of this very confusing. I find, you know, you start looking at the stuff in the Kabbalistic teachings and you get names for a different sufferer.
Totally.
Get,
yes. No. And world sticks, I know, to one word all over and over in his Kabbalistic teaching. But in my reading, I have found innumerable names for the Sephiroth. And very different takes on the tree.
That's right.
So,
you mean,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why they say, you know, that's why I call it ratiating through the tree of life. You know?
Ratiating?
Yeah, that's what you do when you jump from one branch to another.
Oh, branchiating. Okay.
No, not branchiating. Braciating.
Braciating.
It's literally when you grab something.
When
you braciate. It's an anthropology term.
Yeah.
But monkeys do. And they go from tree to tree when they swing.
That's an interesting Darwinian image.
but one of the things I think that we should realize is the we call the permeation of symbols. That at one level, you know, that makes sense to, you know, to get, you know, to become familiar and comfortable with, you know, what I would call like a bedrock system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know that where you know it's sort of like a home base. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is the way the house looks. This is what my house looks like. And then you go off and you find that everybody else has built their house in completely different ways.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms are in different floors. And, you know,
there's no generic house, right?
Yeah, you know, and then you can start appreciating that,
mm-hmm.
because to assume that one system is best or better than another system is to miss the real strength of you know the dream force of Tarot, which is in the permeation of consciousness, and you know, and also it's a liberating force, you know, which is, you know, a kind of yoga that you do within yourself. And as a reader, you may be able to help another person initiate into that. Symbols are not the fixed things that we use them for, like signs, but are rather this sort of organic reflection of the, you know, of evolving life and the evolving life force. And as people become more aware of that, they become aware that you know that houses can vary. You know, and that the symbols, ultimately all symbols carry the other symbols within them in a variety of ways, and it isn't mutually exclusive law of identity. That's one of the reasons why I argue, specifically using the dream imagery from Tarot, that the law of analogy is more primal, more primary than the law of identity.
Yes.
You know, the law of identity is fine if you're talking about Malkuth. But the fact of the matter is that the law of analogy is more primal and much more useful, specifically as soon as you get out of Malkuth. All the other, in which you allows for these permeation of symbols, allows for this this variety of stuff. So I'm all for variety.
So, how many more chapters do we have? Two more?
And two more chapters. We're going to...
Now, next week, Wednesday, is the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are going to be pretty busy.
You want to cancel?
It's prudent. I mean, is anyone traveling? I have people traveling to us, but...
Yeah, I may have... I think maybe we should skip... That Wednesday, Paul.
Yeah,
because
all right, that's right. You're going to be traveling, David. So you are going to be gone Wednesday.
Right.
All right. So why don't we skip it? I'll send out a note saying
mm-hmm.
we're skipping it.
Yeah. I mean, you did cover two this week.
Well,
yeah, I think because we covered the two, I'm just as eager to to move on, summarize and move on.
The last chapters are, deal specifically with the Aeon, which is obviously we've dealt with a great deal already in the Sun card, and we're going to go into, and then the last one is pretty much just a mandala of the whole series, and it's basically just a poetic and mandala of the entire of all 30 chapters.
I'm fascinated to hear everybody at the end what their Promethea experience was like, and then also when we get going on the Marseille book and the Marseille deck, a bunch of sort of Anglo American Tarot fanaticists, so to speak, and we're going to be embracing the Marseille in a very numerological kind of
Remember though that we are our guide Jodorowsky began with the Rider-Waite-Smith.
Yes, he did. He even buried his son with it.
Yeah, and then he became disillusioned. He became enthralled with the French conceit. We'll call it the French conceit of the Marseille deck being innately superior. That I'm not immune to the French conceit for a whole variety of reasons, not besides them arguing about the death of God. You notice there was that little take.
I was hearing that chapter, sure.
Yeah, but boy, and by I think it was Jack Faust talking about the
that happened. Started with the existentialist, didn't it? The death of God.
Yeah, that was the existentialism. Yeah.
Actually, it started with Darwin. People literally were committing suicide over Darwinian.
The problem was trying to assume that theology could have a hegemony, that could maintain its hegemony over science. That was absurd. And actually, it never had anything to do with the hegemony of theology in the first place. You can read evolution into the Bible if you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't have to assume it's not there. It's only because of 2,000 years of way of people not reading it that way that you
I have a very funny story to tell you about timing in the Bible, and it has to deal with everything we're going. I had a born again give me an argument when I was on. He infiltrated Tarot Well when I was more active at that time on that. Postings, and he was saying, how can you believe it's the end? This is towards the millennium. We're all going to die, the word of the Lord, etc., 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 that type of thing. And I said, well, if, and he was putting down Catholics and everything, and I said, well, for someone who hates the Catholics so much, the Pope and the Church, I mentioned that that the person should realize that the Pope was the one who gave us our timing system now.
Uh-huh.
That it was based on a Pope's invention.
Uh-huh.
That if you truly want to think of it, it's really the year 5476 or something like that in the Hebrew calendar, which means that if we're going to go by the Hebrew calendar, in which the Old Testament is based on and a lot of Holy Scripture is based on, that is what we have to go by, and we're nowhere near the millennium. We got 600 and some odd years to go. before the end of the world.
666 years ago,
you do have
right?
to say that 2001, 9/11 was kind of, was in this city an apocalyptic event. And the way they're handling the airlines continues to terrorize, you know, well, I can literally practically see them handing us a bar of soap, leading us into the gas chambers through the airports. I mean, it's so absurd and non-protective of us, but they're treating us as cattle, more or less. So, you know, there are weird things going on.
Yeah, but that's also the power of a thought form.
Yeah.
That, how would you say is the power of a thought form?
Oh, you, enough people believe in something, it will happen. That's the power. That's an egregore.
The day of 9/11, when that day happened, I remember thinking and even telling a friend of mine very clearly that because of the stupidity of who we had as a president, that this thing that was going to happen was going to be distorted beyond due measure. And as horrendous and terrible as it was, we should never have done what we've did, which was start these wars.
We should have had
police actions against these thugs, who are no more than organized crime with some state support. We should never have made it into a war. And this was done because of the stupidity and the lack of vision of the idiot that was president and his advisors.
And the American people.
And we are suffering from it. And the American people who are stupid, who are fundamentally stupid.
And so all of this
whole issue that's going on now is a continuation of that stupidity. Makes no sense. You know, we have destroyed ourselves. We have allowed them to create us so that we destroyed ourselves, and that's exactly what we've done. You know, with the wasting of all of our resources in this war, the inability and the lack of vision to invest in our infrastructure, into our education, and into our future, the inability and the lack of will and leadership to do that, we have our own politics destroying us.
Yes, but Paul, you do have to say it continues to this day. It's a rolling stone that's gathering tons of a snowball that's continuing to gather tons of momentum.
But the fact of the matter is, it's based on a will of the wisp. It's based on someone who did not respond to a horrendous act with just measure. You know, there was no measure in the way that we responded to that.
Yeah, going into Iraq was completely insane.
That was beyond Iraq. Even the way we handled the Taliban at the time, even as horrendous as they were, we should have handled that. We should have handled them differently. For one thing, we would have, they would have given us Al Qaeda. The Taliban would have given up all of Al Qaeda to us, and we should have probably negotiated with them to do just that.
There's something interesting also I would like to point out. The biography that he just wrote, George Bush, he just wrote his biography, and he talks about how Scooter Libby and how he disappointed Cheney. Cheney was angry that he would let one of the soldiers go. And I said to Stuart, my husband, I said, Stuart, whose army? It gave me the creeps, and he says, how would you let one of the soldiers die? Cheney to George Bush. And I'm going over, the army? What army is he talking about? Now, this is great for conspiracy theorists. You know what I'm saying?
Context. of the conversation between Cheney and Bush?
It was over Scooter Libby, who was up for indictment on several was it fraud charges? You know, it was Cheney's right hand guy, and he called him a soldier. Sacrifice a soldier.
I see. So he's talking about
not a real soldier.
I see. Yeah. I misunderderstood the context.
Yeah, and not a guy in uniform, but one of a soldier of whose army? It's not.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Johanna, it's interesting because you and I both have Italian heritage, and when people go mafia, they go Italians. But I'm watching the way our government works, and Paul, I do have to say, in this administration as well, and I see mafia tactics. Here's Cheney Corps, that's what they called them. They called them soldiers.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just appalling. It's just terrifying. And I think people just don't have a...
Well, there is a lot of, answerability that has to happen, and that's for sure.
I
think we lost it once we allowed the Supreme Court to do a few things, that's for sure. And I think there's a lot of, that's what I mean by a thought form taking over.
Yeah.
It's like mass hysteria.
You do realize that Germany right now is the financial capital of the world. Their franc, or whatever they use, their euro, is the strongest. And we have been there. In other words, any war that they wanted since World War II, inclusive of Japan, we more or less disarmed them, and we've been in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the soldiers of the world. The UN says, all right, and off we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a thoughtless, not Republicans, not Democrats, nobody says we have to put a stop to defense spending. We have to bring these men and women home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are screaming the borders. We'll put our own soldiers on the borders if you're so worried about the borders.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, since we're dealing with the apocalypse, this is an appropriate conversation.
Yes.
Okay, I have to get going, people.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. It's time to call into it. We'll talk in a couple of weeks, and everybody have a nice holiday.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Everybody have a thankful Thanksgiving and reasons to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Johanna, I have a question of you.
Yes.
I'm starting a class with my Tarot group of 22-week class on pathfinding, and I'm going to do meditations and a Tarot spread, and I'd like to use the spread we just did with each of the classes. And
oh, fine. Please do. I'm going to be doing an interview with Donna Lay on the elemental power spread, and of course, please do. I mean, do you want graphics of it? Yeah, that's in February. Would you like a graphic? You want me to send you a graphic of the spread?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye.
You too. Be well.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.